And she called his name Samuel, because I have asked him of the Lord. And the man Elkanah and his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice in the Baal. But it says that Hannah went up not. It says, Hannah went up not, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I'll bring him, that he may appear before the Lord, and there abide forever. Now, I'm not sure exactly at what age it was, but it was at the age that her child was weaned that she took her son to Eli the priest and presented her son to be used from then on in the service of the Lord. She prayed to the Lord to give her a son, and she committed that son unto the Lord, and she fulfilled and followed that vow that she had made. How many of us ever bargain with the Lord? Lord, if you'll get me out of this jam or that jam, I promise not to go down that road again. And then as soon as we're delivered out of it, do we find ourselves back on the same road? Hannah remembered her vow, and she gave her son unto the Lord. Let's go on down. You've got to get to the part where Hannah's showing great rejoicing. We'll go on down. In verse 27 or verse 26, she says, And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here. She's talking to Eli here, praying unto the Lord. For this child I had prayed. Maybe he had forgotten about it, and here she had brought the child to be given for the Lord's service. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also have I lent him unto the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord. And she worshiped the Lord there. She praised the Lord for hearing her prayer. She praised the Lord for granting her son. And then she followed in gospel obedience in dedicating her son unto the service of the Lord. Now you know that naturally speaking, she would have rejoiced in continuing to be around her son and to have close fellowship with her son and to be able to raise her son. But she gave her son unto the Lord's service. It says, as long as he lives. As long as he lives. Quite a commitment. Now, let's look at Hannah's second prayer. Just a few verses here. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. Mine horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice at thy salvation, in thy salvation. Here Hannah, who had experienced great sorrow of soul, was now rejoicing in the Lord. So it's not to say that we won't experience great sorrow or great times that we're in the valley. But yet when God delivers us, then we should also have a second prayer and show great rejoicing before the Lord. We had a dear sister that was suffering a great affliction years ago at Mount Carmel. And so we just, the doctors had done all they could, and we went before the Lord and had a prayer service. The brethren assembled and we had a prayer service. Everyone assembled and we had a prayer service. And do you know that within a few days, the Lord began to heal that dear sister, and that dear sister is still able to come to church today and worship the Lord? And about 2 weeks after that, or a week after that, Brother Frank Rogers said, he said, you remember we prayed for this sister? He says, don't you think it'd be a good idea to have another prayer service just to thank the Lord for blessing, for His blessings? Just to thank the Lord for His blessings. One reason we're here this morning, we were afraid not to come to church. The Lord was so merciful to my grandmother last week. I asked them yesterday when she checked out of the hospital. I said, did she have a mini stroke? Is that what it was when she had the two strokes? And they said, no, we did an MRI. And it showed that she had an actual stroke, and there was actual damage in the brain. And I said, well, how is it that the paralysis she had on her left side, she couldn't move her left hand, her left foot, she couldn't talk, she couldn't eat. I said, how is it that that has all come back? And they said, that's very, very rare. Very rare to have a stroke that would actually leave an effect on the brain, and yet you don't show any signs of it. I rejoice that we have a merciful God that hears our prayers. I do. And we ought to go before the Lord. Oh, I also wanted to be here with my brothers and sisters in Christ and praise the Lord. But I tell you, we need to be mindful to thank Him and praise Him and worship Him. Oh, I thank the Lord for His great mercies in our life. Hannah said, my heart rejoiceth when the Lord delivers you. Don't you have a desire to praise Him, to rejoice in the Lord? My heart rejoiceth. Mine horn is exalted. My mouth is enlarged over mine enemies. All of a sudden, her husband's wife no longer create sorrow upon sorrow for her. She says, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies. She said, because I rejoice in thy salvation. She says, I'm rejoicing in the Lord. I'm rejoicing in who He is. I'm rejoicing in what He's done in my life. I'm praising the Lord. Let's go on down and look a bit further. She then begins to describe the Lord. She says, there is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. She says, my God is the solid rock. He says, on Christ the solid rock I stand. I tell you today, you and I have that same solid rock, Jesus Christ. The same God that heard the prayer of Hannah. Here's your prayer and mine. And therefore we ought to praise Him and glorify Him. She says, there's none as holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord God is a God of knowledge, and by Him actions are weighed. She goes on down, and there's much more that's brought forth right there. You and I today have the same God that Hannah had. And He delights to hear the prayers of His people. And He delights to deliver. And when He does, we ought to praise Him. May God bless you. That's my prayer. Amen.